couple of words tonight about the music for our service. You'll notice you don't have any bulletins. And much of our service is going to be sung without music in front of us, except for some of the hymns. So we'll point out those numbers to you. But for much of the music, we're going to ask you just to sing back what you hear. So a lot of it's going to be call and response in that way. So just pay attention to the cantor, and oftentimes you'll sing back what is sung to you. One thing that we'd like to teach to you before the service starts is our Holy Holy, which is sung in a language you won't even recognize.
Our colleague Antonio Machado says this is like singing la 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 in Spanish. So it's lelo lelo lilo. Let's say that together. Lelo lelo lilo. Good, and it sounds like this. It's to a plena also, which is a dance, and once we get there we'll expect a little dancing. Sounds like this. Lelo lelo lilo. Lelo lelo lilo. Lelo lelo lilo. Lo lelo lelo la. Give it a try. Lelo lelo lilo. Lelo lelo lilo. Lelo lelo lilo. Lo lelo le. One more time. Lelo lelo. Sounds beautiful.
Welcome everyone to worship. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden, and we're going to be using the red hymnals. So if you didn't get one, they're available at both entrances. A few words of orientation before we begin worship. The first is that this is a communion service, and the most important thing to know about that is that all are welcome to receive the sacrament. And we will be receiving in two lines in front of the altar. You will follow the direction of the ushers, but you'll receive the bread. The first chalice will have wine for drinking. If you would prefer to drink from an individual cup, you may take one of those, and the first flagon will have wine, and the second will have grape juice. And if you have gluten allergies, please indicate that to the one who is distributing the bread, and we will make gluten-free bread available to you. And if you do not wish to receive communion, you are still welcome to come forward and receive a blessing, and simply cross your arms in front of your chest to so indicate when you come forward. There will be an opportunity to give an offering tonight, and 100% of our offerings are being given away to Lutheran World Relief in their famine relief efforts in the Horn of Africa. You may notice the oregano and thyme flowering that's at the base of the baptismal font and at the base of the pulpit here. Those are from the Holden Gardens, and a sign of the turning of the seasons here in this valley in our worship space tonight. And finally, our preacher tonight is Elizabeth D'Amico, our village musician and seminary graduate awaiting first call. So it's a delight to be welcoming her into the pulpit tonight. And with that, we'll begin with our call to worship.
Please sing back what you hear. Jesus, healing power is here among us. Jesus, healing power is here among us. In the ordinary water of the font, in the of our faith in the ordinary story. In the ordinary bread at this table. In the ordinary people who become the body of Christ.
You may remain seated for the confession and forgiveness. And during the course of our confession, we will have a Kyrie that we sing together. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well. Amen. Let us come before God, seeking forgiveness and life.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison.
Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. In so many ways, we cause or suffer brokenness, envy, ambition, conflict, boasting, hard hearts, lashing tongues, dishonor for the poor. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Continue to pray for one another. Care for those who are wandering and seek the good that you may live. Amen.
We stand and turn to our hymn of praise, hymn number 525, You Are Holy. We'll sing it all together, and then we'll sing in canon.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and you welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding. As servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me your evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Word of God, word of life.
Psalm 54.
God is the upholder of my life. God is the upholder of my life. Save me, O God, by your name. In your might, defend my cause. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless have sought my life. Those who have no regard for God. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who upholds my life. God is the upholder of 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 my life. Render evil to those who spy on me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will offer you a freewill sacrifice and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have rescued me from every trouble, and my eye looks down on my enemies. God is the upholder of my life.
Second reading is from James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, as so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Word of God, word of life.
Let's rise to greet the gospel. We sing together, Alleluia.
Our gospel reading this evening comes from Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus is traveling with his disciples, and they went on from one place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But the disciples did not understand, and they were afraid. They did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. When they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way, they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then Jesus took a little child and put it among them, and taking him in his arms, Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. When I was a college student, I was the epitome of a busybody. I hustled from classes to choir, to the church where I was working, to band practice, and then I'd collapse for a little rest and come up with the sun to begin my busybody hustle all over again. During one of these, "Oh, I'm so important, watch me run from here to there" days, I hastily drove across Fargo-Moorhead to church for a staff meeting. I loved this church and the people on staff, and I loved our early morning check-ins every week and our meetings that were filled with affirmation and support. I was a good little church employee. We spent that morning bickering about Christmas decorations and the right time for the Thanksgiving service. We read some feedback cards we got in that week that asked for less Bible readings in church and better hymns. Typical church stuff. Yet I loved this church so much. So busy, so important. And I particularly liked serving on the staff because I got to sit next to my big brother, the youth director. After that meeting that day, we were going to hurry back to my campus to attend a Eucharist chapel service and share lunch together. So I jumped in my car ever so busily with my brother in the passenger seat, and off we went. We were just a few blocks down the road when a small blur on the right side caught our eye. And as I focused in, I saw that on this chilly October morning in North Dakota was a toddler, just about the same size as our village baby Benjamin. This little toddler was just wearing a diaper as he teetered and tottered over an alleyway making his way towards the busy road. We pulled over and ran to the little boy who saw me coming, and I plastered a fake smile on my face and said with my happiest, "Hey, little guy." And he jumped in my arms and was covered with a sweater that somehow appeared in my brother's hands. And there on the corner of Broadway and 12th, my busybody hustle came to a screeching halt. Now I found myself doing a slow and calming wave with the shivering little boy in my arms. We waved on our pastor who was just driving by a few minutes behind us and started looking for the parent who certainly was around somewhere. We waited and waited and no one appeared. No one seemed terribly concerned about this very vulnerable little boy. So we started calling out to the people walking by, knocking on some doors, and finally a neighbor identified him. His name was Hunter. And we were pointed towards the house where he and his mother lived on the top floor. We all walked over to the house. The whole church staff had stopped at this point. But I was hanging back because now little Hunter was burying his head in my neck and playing peekaboo, and I was smitten. And our pastor, being the bold woman she was, yelled the entire time, "Hello, my name is Pastor Julie. We have your little Hunter. Hello, it's Pastor Julie. Can we come in?" Finally, a woman emerged, groggy and embarrassed, and probably a little shocked at the picture of an entire church staff eagerly at her doorstep with her son. So she muttered some profanity and thank yous, and she took Hunter and slammed the door. We stood there a little shell-shocked, and after we made our way back to church, our pastors made the appropriate phone calls to express our experience and concern. And instead of sitting in a chapel service that day, we made our way back to the staff table with a changed conversation. Because of this encounter with that little boy, our ideas of what constitutes church business and our call to serve our neighborhood suddenly changed and came to the forefront of our mind and agenda for that day. Christmas decorations and hymn choices, not so important all of a sudden. My busybody hustle looked pretty silly. We began a deep and enlivened conversation about what really serving our neighborhood might look like. How could we as a church be equipping, not just encouraging, our neighbors to live lives full of grace and light and love? How could we as a church be supporting broken families and not just sending messages of what they should be doing? How could we as a church take seriously what God has given us? Because this ministry that we're working in is about transforming lives. And this gospel that we have been given, it has flesh and bones and body. This transforming gospel is for real people, just like beautiful little Hunter and his mother. Often it takes an encounter to stop us in our tracks. Something that silences all the chaos and noise of our lives and awakens us to new understandings and more life-giving ways of being human. What does it take to halt your busy dances? Could be as simple as the autumn leaves turning a new shade of brilliant color, or the realization that you've left a loved one feeling neglected or forgotten. As alarming as a health concern, as startling as a lost child, as awakening as an encounter in the wilderness with bear or cougar. These halting encounters happen all the time in a variety of ways. It's almost a familiar rhythm of life that things build and the chaos ensues and we are caught off guard and our lives are pulled at. And the life that God is calling us to comes into sharp and new perspective. That is exactly what Jesus did in our gospel reading today. Did you hear it? Did you hear how the disciples spent days of travel bickering over who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God? Quite literally, they were following Jesus, and their top concern was not who gets the best seat in the house. Jesus responds, not with shaming them, not with a theological dissertation or a long-winded sermon. Jesus takes flesh and blood, a tiny child, and holds that child in his arms. With a profound and simple action, Jesus halts the self-centered conversation, and Jesus holds a child who is not considered cute and innocent in Jesus' day. In that time, the child was a nuisance at best, less than, not worthy of attention, and certainly not appropriate to bring to an oh-so-important adult conversation. Jesus takes a child who is at best considered a second-class citizen and holds that child in his arms. Jesus does not enter the argument or validate the concerns of who might be the greatest. Instead, Jesus gives them flesh and bones, a beautiful face for his followers, and reminds them that this child is what following Jesus is about. For days of travel, the disciples were doing their own version of the busybody dance. Distracted, self-centered, so important. And Jesus halts it all and says to them, welcome the one you do not value. Welcome and honor those that you ignore. Because this message of God's love, this transforming gospel, is about people with flesh and bones and bodies. It's for people like you, like me, like Hunter, like that child in Jesus' arms. This is the message of Jesus. Not chaos, not noise, not be better and greater. The transforming message of Jesus Christ is that he came in flesh and body and blood to transform and welcome us, so that maybe we would be brave enough to welcome each other. Now, I know that this is not exactly the community that needs to hear the lecture about being a busybody or being distracted by this, that, or the other. I mean, that's why we're here, right? We all made an intentional choice to come to this place set apart, to live lives full of intention and focus, to not be distracted, and to ponder the message of God's love every single day. Yet we all need to hear that these stilling and centering encounters are happening to and around us all the time. God is continually coming to us, meeting us in flesh and blood. God is halting our busybody ways, our I'm so important, watch me go dances. And we suddenly encounter the divine that stills us and refocuses us. And then so much more importantly, transforms our lives and points us to the cross. It can be easy to limit God's presence in our lives to only the moments of inspiration at the mountaintop or the chills on our spine during our favorite songs. Yet God meets us in very earthy ways, in the faces of one another, in the empty bellies of those who go hungry, in the heartache of our loved ones or strangers. God is there, offering welcome and open arms in an oh-so-tangible way. So Jesus took a child in his arms, and through that embrace, that really simple gesture, he showed his followers what God's love is all about. The face of that small child and the plea to welcome him gave Jesus' death on the cross a purpose, a face, a person to love and serve, and that is what followers of Jesus are called to do. What will startle you to attention? Where will you see and hear and feel the body and blood of this gospel message? In just a few minutes, you will encounter the body and blood of Christ. We will come to the table with our immediate neighbors and hear the words, "The body of Christ broken for you, and the blood of Christ shed for you." And God will encounter you in the faces of those around you, in the needs weighing on your hearts this evening, on the places of your soul and the places of this globe that need a transforming encounter. Remember that when we come to the table and encounter Jesus, we encounter the one who welcomes those who are not valued, who are ignored, those who are hurting, and those who need transforming love this night. You, me, Hunter, and all of God's children. I leave you with the words of Sarah Miles, who wrote the book, Take This Bread. Sarah spent most of her life as a skeptic and then had an encounter with something bigger and greater than she could have imagined when she simply walked into a church one day and took some bread and wine. And from that encounter with the divine, Sarah writes, "This is my belief, that at the heart of Christianity is a power that continues to speak to and transform us. It proclaims against reason that the hungry will be fed, that those cast down will be raised up, and that all things, including my own failures, are being made new. It offers food without exception to the worthy and unworthy, the screwed up and pious, and then commands everyone to do the same. It doesn't promise to solve or erase suffering, but it will transform it, pledging that by loving one another, even through pain, we will find more life. We will see more and more of the holy, because, without exception, all people are one body, God's. Amen."
Let's remain seated and sing together hymn number 725. I'll sing a verse in Spanish and then we'll sing four verses in English.
Cuando el pobre nada tiene y aún reparte, cuando alguien pasa a ser y agua nos da, cuando el débil a su hermano fortalece, va Dios mismo en nuestro mismo caminar, va Dios mismo en nuestro mismo caminar. When the poor ones who have
For the prayers of intercession.
As disciples of Christ, called to love and serve all people, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, make your church around the world great in service and care to those who are poor, suffering injustice. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, bring favorable weather to farmlands, clean air to cities. We pray especially for rain to wet the dry forests of eastern Washington and for strength to those whose lives have been disrupted by the fires and those who fight the fires and provide care for those in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Spirit of righteousness, bring peace to conflicts and disputes around the world, especially for the people of Syria and Israel-Palestine. Fill leaders with mercy and gentleness born of your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy. God, our helper, it is you who sustains our life. Hear the prayers of those in trouble or in any need, especially those we name before you now, either silently or aloud. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Everlasting God, we give thanks for your servants of every generation. Help and defend us from all evil until we worship and praise you around your throne with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, and renew us by your Spirit, that we may joyfully love and serve you and one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share a sign of that peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right to give all of our thanks and our praise.
It's right to give all
our thanks and our praise. It's our joy and job to give thanks all our days. It's our joy and job to give thanks all our days. So with the church and the saints in heaven,
so with
the church and the saints in heaven, we praise you and join in their unending hymn.
We praise you and join in.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered in the Spirit, we are bold to pray as Jesus taught us. God gives food to those who hunger. Come now and eat. All is ready.
Lord's body, let us take together. Come, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom.
We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen.
Receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
We sing our way out, hymn number 546. 546.
Go in peace, remember the poor.
Thanks be to God.